find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hot weather may stress Wisconsin's electrical grid beyond its abilities this summer. Luke Mathers reports.
Two-thirds of North America, including Wisconsin, might be at risk of energy shortages this summer amid peak demand. That comes from high energy usage during times of extreme heat. A new report from the North American Electric Reliability Corps, a utility watchdog, says Wisconsin should have enough energy to meet normal demand. However, increased demand during the summer months may stress energy reserves throughout the region. The report from the NERC states that the retirement of coal power plants, possible spikes in demand, and instability during extreme heat are contributing to the increased risk North America faces this summer. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Crime in Milwaukee is going down after a sharp rise since the COVID-19 pandemic. The city and the county set records for homicides last year. Marcassa Tucker-Harris is executive director of the African American Roundtable. She says more police won't solve the problem.
What keeps people safe is when people have their basic needs met, they have housing, they have family-sustaining jobs, and they also have access to the things that are going to help them thrive.
David Muhammad is deputy director of the Milwaukee County Health and Human Services Department. He says the solution is getting to the root causes of violent crime, things like poverty, housing, and incarceration.
The effect of that is a learned hopelessness and a despair that manifests in self-hatred. And so when you add guns into the mix, you get the recipe for disaster that we've seen in our communities.
Muhammad and Tucker Harris recently spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's student loan relief plan, consumer watchdogs are concerned scam artists will prey on people struggling to pay back their student loans. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Judy Dollison with the Better Business Bureau says any email, phone call, or text telling a person they qualify for lower payments through some type of debt relief program now should be a warning sign, especially if an upfront fee is required.
It's important just to watch for those red flags. To prevent the scammers from stealing your money, or even worse, sometimes they ask for personal information that can be used for identity theft.
She recommends doing research before sharing any personal information and relying only on official government websites for information on loan consolidation. Report fraud to the Better Business Bureau's Scam Tracker or to the Federal Student Aid Information Center. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
The Department of Natural Resources is issuing warnings about high E. coli levels in Wisconsin lakes. Several beaches are under advisories. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. The fight over Wisconsin's top elections official could have implications for the 2024 presidential election in a battleground state. Legal questions over Megan Wolf's reappointment could take months to resolve, and the election is just 16 months away. If Wolf's position as administrator is still disputed next year, it could become the basis for lawsuits and challenges to the guidance she gives to local clerks. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that are expected to decide next year's presidential contest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing two Supreme Court decisions last week. She's talking about the court's ruling on affirmative action in college admissions and a case that allows discrimination against people based on sexual orientation. Baldwin says both rulings are matters of fairness and freedom. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a comeback win over the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the biggest come-from-behind win of the season for Milwaukee, an 8-6 win over the Cubs in front of 43,000 at American Family Field. Brewers starter Julio Teheran got off to a rough start, giving up 6 runs on 8 hits in the first 2 innings.
Those 2 innings, they were crazy. I mean, a lot of weird things happened, but I mean, I was able to set everything up, and I mean, obviously when you got a start like that and you just got a battle and get through five at least and give the team the chance to come back.
Then down 6-3. Brewers pinch hitter Jamai Jones, just signed from a Dodgers minor league team, came to the plate. Bally Sports Wisconsin's Jeff Levering.
And now it's Jamai Jones who's going to make his Brewers debut. Just signed his contract today. Hits with the bases loaded and hits for the first time in the big league since 2021. What a moment. And a line shot to center. Back down and Jones over his head and off the wall. Tapia around third. The throw. Tie game.
Third baseman Brian Anderson is out on paternity leave. Brewers manager Craig Counsell on having to use Jones.
The backstory, just the timing behind it of, you know, he had opted out of his deal, and that's crazy. And then him being the game-winning hit, it's life worked out pretty good for him.
Christian Yelich barely met Jones before the game.
You know, saw him at his locker unpacking all of this stuff, and then the next time I saw him, he was hitting a pinch hit triple, so that's pretty cool.
The 25-year-old infielder, Jahmy Jones, has played for the Angels, the Orioles, and now with a big hit for the Crew.
Just trying to do my job and keep passing the baton, and luckily all three scored.
Cubs manager David Ross asked how his bullpen could have avoided blowing a six-run lead.
9 free passes with a six-run lead early on just can't happen. We got to throw strikes, challenge guys, make them earn it.
So game two of the four-game series featuring Kyle Hendricks against the Brewers lefty Wade Miley, game time 3:10 with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
After 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, it is the last day of June. Thanks for tuning in to the Stu Daniels Show today. I'm your host, Stu Daniels, and I want to thank Earl Ingram for filling in for me again yesterday since we had to take the day off because my producer, Aaron, needed the day off for his big move. And Aaron, everybody wants to know, I'm sure everybody's on the edge of their seat, how did it go?
It went pretty well. I'm a little stuffy today because between the air quality and moving a whole bunch of dusty furniture, my allergies have been acting up. But and I'm a little sore today, but you know, we got everything moved. Obviously still have to set up the new place, but it's so much nicer than my old apartment. And it felt good to wake up there this morning.
Nice. What makes it better than the old place?
It's a little bit bigger. It's also just nicer. Like the place we were in last time, we, for the first like 6-7 months we lived there, we kept having problems in one of the bathrooms. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. Both of them are. So there were 2 bathrooms. But in one of them, we had a water leak in the ceiling. And at one point, it expanded into a bubble that was probably about like a sphere, if a foot in diameter. Just of water bulging down from the ceiling, actively coming out. And I was like, I hope they get in to fix this soon.
Man.
Eventually they did.
Well, it sounds like, yeah. Well, that's good. And, but it still sounds like moving was a good idea. So congratulations on your move. I hope it goes well for you. And, man, the skies yesterday were pretty crazy with all that smoke and stuff. You were having to breathe that in. Did you wear a mask or no?
I did not. Because my allergies, I was having enough trouble just breathing at all with how stuffy I was that I thought, you know, it's going to suck, but I kind of have to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the good news is that the smoke is clearing. I mean, it's still out there a little bit, but I just checked and let's see, I think I checked La Crosse and it said the air quality index right now in La Crosse is like 45. So that's the lowest it's been in quite a few days, and that's in the green zone, so that's good news.
Yeah, Madison's down to the 70s and 80s, so that's in moderate as opposed to unhealthy.
Yeah, that's way better than it's been for the past several days, and hopefully it'll continue to get better. Last I heard, which was, I think, yesterday morning, up in Canada, you know, we talk about these Canadian wildfires and the fact that they're covering half of the United States with smoke, but when I heard yesterday, the latest report was that there were almost 500 of these wildfires up in the Canadian plains. And of those almost 500
fires, fewer than half of them were under control. So it may be, you know, another, I don't know how many days or even weeks until they get it, the whole thing under control. But it's just another example of how things are changing in our climate. We have to be paying attention and doing everything we can individually to put off the climate change as much as we can. Individual decisions like how you get to work and how you get to school and how often you use your car and how you use your car, how you use your bicycle, and how you use your feet, and how you use public transportation. All of those things make a difference. And obviously, if we were all doing everything that each of us can, it would make a big difference in how much carbon we're putting out into the atmosphere. And these extreme weather conditions may not happen as often if we can all do our part. Obviously, right now, for the this entire week, you know, the entire United States has been having extreme weather problems. For about half of the country, the skies were filled with smoke. It was difficult to breathe. You shouldn't have been going outside. But then for the other half of the country that wasn't under the smoke, they were experiencing temperatures above 100 degrees for several days in a row, record-breaking temperatures day after day after day. This isn't normal weather, you know. I mean, this isn't the kind of weather that people my age grew up with. Back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, we had extreme weather occasionally, but it was a big story. It wasn't day after day after day, just continuous. So things have definitely changed. And I hope that we can all do our part to make things, to keep things from getting any worse. The next thing that I wanted to discuss besides the environment, well, let me give you a few other things first. Outside today, should be pretty warm. I just looked at the forecast for La Crosse. They're saying mostly sunny with a high near 89. Eau Claire, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Hayward, mostly sunny with a high around 84. And in Wausau, sunshine also there with a high around 84 degrees. Thanks for everybody in Wausau tuning in today, WXCO. This is unfortunately your last day to hear me, but let's see. Let's look at sports here. Brewers won again last night. Final score 3-2 over the Mets. They won 3 of the 4 games in that series. The Crew are now tied again for first place with the Reds. Brewers start a 3-game series tonight with the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Also in the news today, you know the big story, right? Everybody's been talking about for the past 24 hours or so, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned affirmative action yesterday. That was a move that was kind of expected, but still kind of shocking. More big decisions are expected today from the Supreme Court. And also in the news today, the Wisconsin Assembly passed the proposed budget along party lines yesterday. Now goes to the governor's desk for him to either sign or veto. And, of course, in Wisconsin, the governor can also do line item vetoes, marking out certain things. Also in the news today, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the air quality advisory until noon today. But as we were just discussing, the air quality index number has gone down quite a bit, across now at 45, which is in the good range. And by the way, Aaron, let me ask you this question. Would you consider yourself a fireworks guy? Do you go out there and spend hundreds of dollars every year to light off fireworks and stuff?
I do not, but I know my dad does, so I get to enjoy that a little bit. But
okay,
I, on my own, probably still wouldn't, even if he wasn't.
Yeah.
How about you?
And I haven't bought fireworks in at least 30 or 40 years, but... you know, fireworks are something that we should take pretty seriously. And, you know, fireworks are fun to watch. But there are some drawbacks that we should discuss real quickly here since I believe we're going to be off on Monday and Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So the next time you'll hear us is on Wednesday after the 4th of July. And just a couple of things I'd like to say to those who who do like to purchase fireworks and light off your own fireworks, you got to be super careful. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't think about that buy fireworks and light off their own fireworks is how it may affect people around you, especially veterans, and especially combat veterans who may suffer with PTSD. You know, this is something that people might not want to think about when they're lighting off their fireworks and they are thinking, well, I just spent $200 or $300 on fireworks. I want to light this stuff off and have fun with my family and show them, you know, these fireworks. But just be conscious of who's around your house or who's around the area where you're lighting off the fireworks. You know, if you have a neighbor that you know is a combat veteran or may suffer from PTSD or is just an elderly person or somebody who has a lot of pets, you know, dogs and cats. And even if you're in a rural area and there are what farm critters around and livestock, you know, just be conscious of where you're lighting the stuff off and who's around and who may be affected by this stuff. You know, in some areas where it's more densely populated in the cities like Milwaukee or Madison or La Crosse, people light off fireworks and they come flying past the house and explode. And if somebody has an issue with PTSD or is just a nervous person or doesn't like hearing the fireworks, show them some respect. But and of course, the other thing is that we may not think about always, especially with the big fireworks displays. There are all kinds of toxic elements in those big fireworks displays. There are heavy metals and other toxic elements that you shouldn't be breathing in. They are definitely polluters. And I don't want to rain on your parade, so to speak, or rain on your fireworks parade. But I don't know. My attitude toward fireworks has changed quite a bit over the years. I used to be a big fireworks proponent, you know, round everybody up. Let's go see the big fireworks show. But I don't know. These days, they're still fun to watch. But I do often think about the pollution, and I think about the wildlife that's affected and the pets and everything else. So anyway, that's my two cents on the fireworks. If you're going to light them off, be careful so you don't hurt yourself. And be conscious of people in your neighborhood or around the area that you're lighting them off. Enough said. We'll be back in a minute. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, tonight, and into tomorrow, and one or two of those could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Hail and wind will be the main threat. Otherwise, warm, partly cloudy, 91 today, 64 tonight, gradual clearing and cooler, 77 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Yes, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Bob Dylan on a Friday morning, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Discussing a few different topics today. We were discussing fireworks, some of the drawbacks of fireworks. Be careful with those things. They're dangerous. They can affect your neighbors, especially combat veterans who may have PTSD. So just be careful. Also, the big news today, the assembly in Wisconsin passed the budget yesterday, sent it to the governor's desk. Now he has to decide whether to veto it or approve it, sign it, or he could make line item vetoes. And by the way, we got 24 minutes. Aaron, are you there? I wanted to mention to you before I get started on this. You remember on Wednesday when we were here, we were discussing how bad the smoke was. And just by coincidence, I had you play a song by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, on that night, Wednesday night, a couple nights ago, they were in Cleveland for that tour that I mentioned that they were out on right now. It's almost the end of the tour. And that show in Cleveland had to get canceled because of the smoke on Wednesday. It was so bad in the Cleveland area. And I was looking at some of that social media stuff. Some people had traveled 2 hours, 3 hours or more from places like Buffalo to see the big show, got here and the show was canceled at the last minute. But just to give you an idea of how bad the smoke was. But imagine if you're going to a concert, you wouldn't want to sit outside. I mean, this was at one of those amphitheater type places, a well-known place called Blossom Music Center outside of Cleveland. If you were in the audience, you wouldn't want to hang out outside and breathe that stuff in when it's so bad. And if you were on the crew, you know, if you were a roadie or something setting up or tearing down, you wouldn't want to be breathing that stuff. But most of all, if you were on the stage, imagine Robert Plant, who must be, 75 or 76 years old these days. You wouldn't want him to breathe that stuff either. So I guess it's good that they canceled it. But unfortunately, since it is close to the end of the tour, they can't reschedule it. But I just thought that was kind of a coincidence since we had discussed it Wednesday and talked about them being out on tour and then they had to cancel the show that night.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but like you said, it's for the best, especially when you're belting it out like Robert Plant does and sucking all that nasty crud back in.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be a musician on stage in addition to Robert Plant, who's obviously breathing hard while he's singing and moving around the stage. There were other musicians, you know, I think they even had some horn players and that's just crazy. Hopefully they can get those wildfires under control. But I did want to get to this budget thing before we have to take another break. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The headline says Assembly sends Tony Evers a state budget that includes tax cuts, an education spending boost, and a cut to UW. Now, we know that the governor has said that he will not sign a budget that has big tax breaks for the wealthiest Wisconsinites and minuscule tax breaks for the working class and the working poor. He said he didn't want to sign a budget that has a big cut to the UW system, although there is an opportunity to get that $32 million back that the Republican lawmakers believe is being spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Who would want a diverse campus, right? But also, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't think we have a whole lot of time to get into this before the break, but what do you think? Do you think that the governor is going to sign the budget the way it is with the big cut to the UW system? Or do you think that he might cut that out with a line item veto? I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. The phone number, if you want to get on the radio, is 715-388-7155. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. Police are now looking into a mass shooting in Fort Worth, Texas, where 11 people were shot overnight. Sergeant Jason Spencer.
Well, we had a large crowd gathering shortly before midnight. Shots were fired inside of the crowd.
Three people died. Eight are recovering this morning in a hospital. Meantime, police have arrested a shooting suspect in Philadelphia who's accused of killing five people and injuring two children. KYW-TV reporter Wakisha Bailey.
Philadelphia's mayor says that he is horrified by this shooting. And he also says that his heart is with the loved ones and the families involved. But there's still one question that's not answered. That's why.
A big hotel worker strike is still going strong in Los Angeles. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
The hotels say they plan to continue serving guests in the short term while the workers are asking for guest support
by taking their business elsewhere.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. You go to the other countries.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing two Supreme Court decisions last week. She's talking about the court's ruling on affirmative action in college admissions and a case that allows discrimination against people based on sexual orientation. Baldwin says both rulings are matters of fairness and freedom. She says she's worried about the broader implications of the court's decisions in the future. Eight people are doing better today after getting stuck hanging upside down on a roller coaster for about 3 hours in Crandon Sunday. Nobody was hurt, but one person did go to the hospital. It happened on the last day of the Forest County Festival. Channel 7 in Wausau reports seven of the stuck passengers were kids. Inspectors were still looking into the cause of the mechanical breakdown last we checked. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5,
The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. And the rules ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through, 'cause every day we pay the price. We're the living sacrifice, jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming.
Now, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Bob Marley on a Friday morning, jamming on a Friday morning. And I wanted to get to this budget issue. As we mentioned, the assembly passed the budget late last night, sent it on to the governor's desk. Now he has to decide whether to sign it and approve it or veto it, or just take out parts of it with the line item veto. Assembly sends Tony Evers a state budget that includes tax cuts, an education spending boost, and a cut to the UW system. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it says assembly lawmakers late Thursday sent to Governor Tony Evers a $99 billion two-year spending plan that leverages an historic surplus to cut income taxes by more than $3 billion for Wisconsin residents. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a good thing, right? Tax cuts. We all like tax cuts. But the issue is, where are the tax cuts for the different tax levels? And in this case, Republicans, as usual, like to give super big tax breaks to the richest people and minuscule tax cuts to the people at the lower end of the spectrum. And that way, everybody can say, or at least they can say, that everybody got a tax cut. Getting back to the story, it says the action now shifts to the governor. And the Democratic governor, Evers, has promised to deploy his powerful veto authority over aspects of the Republican-authored spending plan. Assembly lawmakers voted 63 to 34, along party lines. That's right, 63 Republicans, 34 Democrats. The Republicans voting for it, the Democrats voting against it. And they passed the 2023 through 2025 state budget, which includes a $1 billion increase in state and local funding for K-12 schools, a $32 million cut to diversity programs at the University of Wisconsin system, also higher fees for electric vehicle owners. That's a strange Republican thing, too. You know, I mean, if somebody buys an electric vehicle, in many areas, you want to give them like a little tax cut, a little tax break, because they're going out there on a limb and buying the latest technology so that the rest of us can breathe better, because electric cars don't have an exhaust, obviously, plus the fact that they're better for the environment and make a difference in climate change. So wouldn't you want an incentive to try to get people to buy more of those? Not if you're a Republican. Try to get them to buy fewer of them by having higher fees for electric vehicle owners. And in case you're scratching your head saying, well, how can they even justify that? Well, they say because you're not buying gasoline, you don't have to pay the gasoline tax. So you should have to pay higher fees for your electric vehicles so you can contribute to building new roads, et cetera, et cetera. Also in the budget, pay boosts for state employees and correctional officers, and as part of a $4.4 billion tax package, Wisconsin residents' income taxes would be cut by $3.5 billion through a plan that focuses its largest reductions on the state's wealthiest filers. Quote, I am incredibly proud of the document that's being presented today, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, told reporters yesterday. He went on and said, that's a budget that's the right size for the state, ensuring that we can afford it for the long term, making sure that we invest in everything from police and fire to ensuring that we have great schools all across the state, and then ultimately returning a significant chunk, almost half of the dollars that were overtaken from the citizens of Wisconsin, back to them through income and property tax cuts. Well, maybe back to the most wealthy of the Wisconsin citizens. And that's the end of that quote. The story from the Journal Sentinel goes on and says, Evers previously said he would not sign a state budget that includes tax cuts for wealthy residents or maintains a $32 million cut to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion programs within the UW system. Both measures were included in the budget passed Thursday, but Evers has since softened his position and signaled he could support the UW provision because Republicans on the budget writing committee included a companion provision that allows UW officials to request for the funding to be restored if the committee approves their plans for it. In other words, they want to take that $32 million away from diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and they want to offer it up if the plan for the $32 million meets their requirements for which jobs are supported. Okay, so it would have to be approved. Here is what the governor is saying. He says, "We're still in the process of looking at it," Evers told WQOW on Thursday. He said, "Every time they take a whack at it, they make some changes. So I want to make sure that the pieces are in place for me to sign it or not," end quote. Evers will likely take action on the budget in the coming days. If Evers chooses to sign the budget, he could still make changes to some provisions using partial vetoes, a broad power that allows the governor to remove words and sentences from the budget to rework select provisions passed by the legislature. The governor told WQOW he would use, quote, "as many partial vetoes as we can muster" if he does sign the budget. Not included in the state budget bill are more than 500 proposed funding items from Evers, more than 500, which Republicans stripped from the budget in May. Items removed from the budget include the creation of a paid family leave program, expanding Medicaid, extending pandemic-era funds for child care programs, legalizing marijuana, adding mental health programs in schools, and several measures aimed at addressing PFA contamination, though a historic $125 million to clean up PFA contamination across the state was included in the budget past Thursday. So as the story mentioned, there were over 500 items that have been removed from the budget that the governor proposed. And those items include the creation of a paid family leave program. Now, wouldn't that benefit workers? Wouldn't that benefit the middle class? Paid family leave, right? You're in the process of having a child or some other issue in the family. You need some time off. Paid family leave. Well, the Republicans don't think that's a good idea. Why would you want to help working people, middle class? Also, expanding Medicaid. I think Wisconsin is down to one of less than 10 states that are left that still have not taken the Medicaid expansion. And what's the reasoning behind it? Originally, the Republicans were saying that they were, you know, this is what, over 10 years ago now, they were saying that they were worried that the federal money would run out and that we as Wisconsin taxpayers would have to pay more. But now, after all these years have gone by, look how many millions, actually billions of dollars that Wisconsin taxpayers have had to come up with that we could have gotten from the federal government, money that we send to the federal government in our federal income taxes. I don't understand that, that's for sure. Also, the pandemic era funds for child care programs, you probably heard how that's going to affect child care programs across the state, which are in dire straits already. Legalizing marijuana is the next item on here. And obviously, that issue has done well for the state of Michigan, and it could do well for Wisconsin as well. They wanted, or the governor at least, wanted to add mental health programs in schools. And the Republicans said no, no money in the budget for that. So anyway, getting back to this story here, it says Democratic lawmakers blasted Republicans before the budget vote Thursday for crafting a spending plan, quote, "full of missed opportunities," end quote, that cut Evers funding proposals by $6.8 billion when the state had a record high $7 billion budget surplus. So why cut all this stuff from the budget? Here's a quote from Representative Kalen Haywood of Milwaukee, Democrat. He said, "We had a chance today to use this budget, this historic surplus, to invest in the people of Wisconsin. to give them the tools they need to be successful. Republicans decided to take those dollars away. During floor debate on the budget Thursday, Representative Robin Vining, Democrat from Wauwatosa, argued including tax increases for Wisconsin's wealthiest residents, but leaving out Medicaid, childcare, and school safety program investments avoided incoming problems and left working families choosing between critical needs. Quote, "We have so many people counting on us. We have had so much opportunity with this budget. We had so many options. We had so much money. And I don't think we did what's best for Wisconsin," Vining said. "This budget is not good and fair and just and right. It is a cart of grain crushed by its own weight." Democrats put forward 13 last-ditch proposals to change the state budget plan on the assembly floor, all of which were shot down by Republicans. The failed amendments would have restored Evers' plan for child care funding, legal marijuana, and a repeal of the state's 1849 abortion ban, among other measures. Under the budget plan sent to the governor, Wisconsin schools would receive about $1 billion in additional revenue through a mix of new funding and property tax increases as part of the lawmakers' budget action and a separate agreement between Evers and Republican lawmakers on local government funding. All right, let's take a break right there. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, tonight, and into tomorrow. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Hail and wind will be the main threat. Otherwise, warm, partly cloudy, 91 today. 64 tonight, gradual clearing and cooler, 77 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:51 right now on this Friday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you have any comments on topics we've been discussing so far this morning, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And if you want to, you can send me an email message. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. And Stu is spelled S-T-U. And just before the break, we were discussing the new budget, the state of Wisconsin budget for 2023 through 2025. Now at the governor's desk, the assembly passed it last night, and we have to see what the governor is going to do about it. We're not sure if he's going to sign it or veto it, or maybe just take some parts of it out. I was going over an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says here, just under, or I should say under the budget plan sent to the governor, Wisconsin schools would receive about $1 billion in additional revenue through a mix of new funding and property tax increases as part of lawmakers' budget action and a separate agreement between Evers and Republican lawmakers on local government funding. The lawmakers agreed to include in the state budget an additional $778.5 million in state funding, while also allowing school districts to raise the rest through property tax increases. Included in the plan is $534 million more in general school aids and an increase of $650 per student in state-imposed limits on how much revenue schools are allowed to raise over the 2 years of the state budget. The percentage of special education costs covered by the state would also increase to 33.3% from 30% under the current law. However, it was higher education that dominated Thursday's debate in the assembly as Republicans and Democrats divided over a $32 million cut to UW System Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Programming that would eliminate nearly 200 positions. Representative Alex Dahlman, Republican from Green Lake, clarified to reporters the budget vote that UW could ask the legislature's budget writing committee to restore the funding if they present a plan to better address Wisconsin's critical workforce shortage. Quote, what constituents across the state want to know, it says, what constituents across the state want is to know that a degree from a UW campus is meaningful and not just based on how our students conform to looking through a lens and a single ideology and viewpoint for the world, Dahlman said. I got to stop right there because I don't understand that argument from some Republicans who say that higher education, colleges and universities, want all students to conform to looking through a lens and a single ideology and a single viewpoint for the world. I've always thought that colleges and universities were just the opposite. It's where you go to expand your lens, your viewpoint of the world, and you are subjected to, you are exposed to many ideologies and viewpoints, not only from around your state, but from around the world as you interact with people of all different cultures.
I can definitely say, having been to college recently, we had a lot of international students, and also like the one class that every freshman had to take, the whole point of it was to get you in that mindset of there are people from everywhere. They all have different ideas. So it was a lot of discussion based and then writing papers of interpreting different works of literature or art or whatever. And the whole point was, this is not just one right answer. There's so many different ways to approach this.
Yeah. And so where do Republicans, I agree with you 100%. And where do Republicans get this argument from, that by going to college, you are being indoctrinated to believe only one single ideology and one single viewpoint? That argument doesn't hold up, unless maybe they haven't been to college and they haven't been to a university where that is the whole point, to expose the students to different viewpoints and different ideologies, seeing the world from a different lens than the one they may have, than the lens they look at from their, from how they grew up. Let's put it that way. Okay. I'll get on to a little bit more of this before we have to take a break, but it says Democrats lamented the cuts as another blow to racial equality following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to gut race-based affirmative action in college admissions just hours before the assembly advanced the state budget. So not only at the state level, but now at the Supreme Court level, it does seem like conservatives want to just remove all diversity, equity, and inclusion plans from college and university admissions. And it's every student for himself. And if you are among a minority that, or any minority group, then you're pretty much on your own. You know, affirmative action, as some Republicans believed, was getting students who didn't qualify into programs that they wouldn't have gotten into otherwise. But that's not how affirmative action works. Affirmative action finds the kids who are qualified that may have not been able to get in. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what the governor does with the budget. I'm going to predict that he's going to remove some items, but he's going to sign it because I think he's ready to move on, but that's just the way I'm reading it from here. Hey, let's take a break. It's the top of the hour, break time for the news. Stick around, everybody. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that.
Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens